Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
My glory and the lifter of my head. You're my glory, Lord, and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the
friends, lift up your countenance, for there is one whose light shines upon you. He is your glory. He alone can be the lifter of your head. Hallelujah. All glory to the Father. All glory to the Son. All glory to the Spirit, the three in one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. Let it increase, Lord, across this land. Your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Everyone singing your prayer now, captivate my heart.
from a great choir now.
Singing, oh,
There's nothing like your presence, Jesus. There's nothing like the atmosphere of heaven filling a building on the earth.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We'll be right back.
make us soldiers of your truth, Lord. Jesus, above all things,
be glorified.
Intercede for your nation right now.
Raise up the worshipers
Raise up the intercessors, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Restore your glory to the churches, Lord. Raise us up for such a time as this.
Host has joined. Conference muted.
Here.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All of my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise your name. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We adore you. We worship you. We glorify your name, Almighty God. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Rock of Sharon. You are the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you. Our Father, we praise you. We worship you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, oh, God. We bless your name, Almighty God. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. And we glorify your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. Jesus, we adore you. Jesus, we lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you for salvation. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you all honor, all glory. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, hallelujah, your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for your grace, oh, God. Your grace is sufficient for us. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for grace. If it wasn't for your grace and mercy, where would we be? We bless you, O God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, acknowledge your presence in our lives. Holy Spirit, we honor your presence in our lives. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you in this service. Holy Spirit, we love you. We bless you. Holy Spirit, move in our midst and let the light of God begin to shine in our lives. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Move, Holy Ghost. Move in our lives. Spirit of God, move. Spirit of God, move up in this service this morning. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, have your way. Let thy kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Spirit, we surrender our spirit, souls, and bodies to you. We surrender everything to you, Holy Ghost. Take preeminence. Holy Spirit, teach us. Lead us. Guide us. Spirit of the living God, we are totally dependent on you. Holy Ghost, We reverence you. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, teach us how to worship Almighty God. Teach us, Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us. We are totally dependent on you. You are our lifeline. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of God, breathe on us this morning. Breathe in this atmosphere, Holy Ghost. Breathe on the prayer line. Breathe, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, on the radio, breathe on each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Do what you do best. Glorify Jesus. Teach us how to worship God. Teach us how to glorify Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us to walk in obedience to God. Help us to do what is right in the sight of God. Holy Spirit, burn everything in us that is not of God. Remove those things. We want to only do what is right in the sight of God. The Spirit of the living God, fill us to an overflow. Fill us up, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We love you. We need you every step of the way. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, each and every one of us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. All that we have done that do not bring glory and honor to your name, Lord, we cry out for mercy. Forgive us, O God, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father God, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and purify us. We thank you for the precious blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood that gave us breath. Hallelujah. Release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Release the blood of Jesus in the service, in our homes. Release the blood of Jesus in our dwelling places, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If we at work, we release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus as we go to work this morning, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in our workplaces, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We took everything that concerns our lives in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Father God, we took our children in the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren. Oh God, in the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus, we took our homes in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, oh God. We took our spouses in the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our transportation, our cars, oh God, in the blood of Jesus, whichever mode of transportation, whether we're taking the buses, the Uber, whichever mode of transportation, today we cover in the precious blood of Jesus, we cover our footsteps in the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you for the precious blood. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank Oromosotoriakaramasetiriaka. Father God, we speak healing to our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak, oh God. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the full armor of God. Oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The armor of God on our children. The armor of God on our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. On our nieces and our nephews. On our siblings, oh God, our spouses, those that are connected to us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, surrender to you this morning. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. As I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. I pray, oh God, for revelation with understanding, and as we understand the word of God, Lord, we apply it in our lives. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the word coming forth. We thank you, O God. We give you the glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, touch our minds, our hearts, so that we can receive what the Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We say good morning in Jesus' name. Welcome to the I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. This morning, we're looking at the book of Mark 12, 41 to 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts. But a poor widow came and put in 2 very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave up of their wealth. But she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Hallelujah. What I like about this scripture, many times people say, "Oh, I put my last." I'm not looking at. I want us to look at it from another perspective in the name of Jesus. The Bible said Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offering were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. What I want you to understand that Jesus is omnipresent when we look at him today. There he was present, oh God, physically present, and he watched. Hallelujah. But when we look at him right now, in the scripture, he was right there. He watched the crowd. So Jesus is all-knowing or omniscient, okay, to put the offering in the treasury. Now, he's all-knowing. All-knowing. He knew exactly what each person had at their homes, in their bank accounts, who knew who, and then he knew how much he made. The conclusion that this widow, of course, during those days, the widows wore special clothes. Hallelujah. Pay attention to the word of God. Everything we do, we are being observed and recorded. It is being written in the book. Only what we do, God sees our hearts. Hallelujah. So Jesus is watching. One of the things in life you have to be is very, very observant of everything that goes on. pay attention. You don't have to speak, but you pay attention to everything that goes on. And the reason the Lord placed me, because God always wakes me up, but he woke me up and he started telling me to draw plots. Just do a square and look at it as a land. This is a land. I said, okay. He said, put a seed in the ground. I put a seed. He said, so I put the seed on the paper. And, okay, he said, but the seed that you put in, all the seeds, put the date and the that you put in your seed for January in I Am Ministry, put it there. Then he told me to look at something else, and I'm not going to go too much in detail with that part. And then he said, look at it. He said, this seed we put in is in the ground. And the seed, when you put the seed in, is watered. Hallelujah. And that seed germinates. I'm not talking about the seed, because the seed is the word of God, but I'm talking about finances. He said, and each time you keep putting your seed in, and each time it germinates, not only germinates because you put a seed in, no, it germinates because of the way you live for Christ, the way you obey him, you obedient to him, you do, and you're doing it because out of your love for him. Hallelujah. So what we do, when we plant seeds, even if it's in church and everything, the Lord sits down and watch us. Okay? And that seed you plant, hallelujah, germinates and produce fruits. And that fruit will remain. Hallelujah. You water, that seed is being watered. Hallelujah, and it grows and produce fruit. The ground you plant your seed in, sometimes we cannot plant your seed, you plant in and bad ground, rocky ground, that it can't grow. So the Lord said, when you plant seed, whichever way you plant it, in this ministry, that ministry, if you put a dollar in, you do a square in. He said, nah, just put it in. He said, what is happening? He said, look, when we come into sowing and reaping, we are gaining ground, gaining territory in the name of Jesus. There's an enlargement, there's an expansion, hallelujah, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, especially, look at this widow. Look at the wealthy people. She gave her all. This woman gave her all. He did that, and Jesus was watching. That's the part. He was watching her to see what she would do, watching the whole crowd. Yes, if you got $5 million and you gave $500, it's not going to hurt your pocket, because you already have a lot. So it doesn't hurt. But when you give other your heart and you release it unto God, hallelujah, that seed is watered. That seed grows in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the seed when you plant is for your great-grandchildren. or your grandchildren, because that tree grows. That's what we call generational. In the name of Jesus, say this: the Lord have me write every member down of our air ministry. And he said, okay, look at the record, look at the accounts. Look at everything. Take a look at this. Write everything down. It already was written down. He said, write from last year and write to January. Look at January from last year to December. And every seed you that is down, do a square and put it down. And he didn't even pay attention. He said, I've been watching. And I've been paying attention. I've been watching and I've been paying attention. And I look at it. He said to me, tell the people I've watched them, not only in the giving of finances, the giving coming from your heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And many times, people have a thing of, oh, I'm not going to release finances to this pastor. You're not releasing to the pastor. You're not releasing to the person. You're releasing to the kingdom of God. And God, let me tell you, if the pastor, the leader, takes the money, they are so accountable to God. But they will get their judgment. I don't even worry about those kind of things. Because God, he will do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. And the Lord looked at another thing I was just drawing. He said, what has happened to this particular person? The person sow seed. He said, there's no watering. He said, have you noticed there's no watering? I said, pay attention. And I'm not even going to go into the detail. There's so much havoc, so much mess has come up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then it's a shame. I look again. I was embarrassed in front of the Lord. There was some point that year, that's part of the ministry, last year did not put a dime in the ministry. A dime. I didn't even pay attention to that. But the Lord had me write everything, watch everything, and put everything down. What am I saying to you? God watches. God sees. God knows. Hallelujah. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they were given things by the Egyptians. Things were used for the tabernacle of Moses. Hallelujah. And God told Moses to only take from cheerful, people who were cheerful, who gave willingly and not grudgingly. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you give, you receive. Who do you receive from? Almighty God. When you plant your seed, you receive from God. I don't plant seed only in IM ministry. I plant seed in other ministries also. Sometimes the Lord will wake you up and say, the Lord, on your kids and say, do this. And when you do it, You have to obey him and do it. Hallelujah. And this is the problem in the body of Christ. We don't give ourselves unto God wholeheartedly. I'm not only talking about finances. I'm talking about giving of ourselves to God. But yet and still we have 10,000 prayer requests. We look at God as a Santa Claus, like a soda machine. That's how you look at him, like a soda machine. When you fall in love with Almighty God and you love him, when you're in a relationship with your spouse, your boy, whatever you, and so you give freely. You want to cook the best food. You want to give the best gifts. You want to do A, B, C, D, things of God. You don't want to give. You want to plant a seed. You look for every excuse to blame the minister taking your money, the pastor taking your money, the apostle taking your money, this person taking. And not only do you want to give, but you, instead of you not give, it's fine, but what do? You try to encourage others not to do it. Because you don't want to stand alone in it. We are about to finish this fast. What are you going to do? Some of you have done so well. And that's why God's blessing you, your children, your grandchildren. Or, no, God, Jesus watches. He pays attention. He looks at everything we do. He watches. He know our thoughts. He know my thoughts. He know your thoughts. Something when God tells you to write everything down and do squares and put names down and let's see this and let's see that. And then you go over and you say, oh, my God. Some of the people, I was so embarrassed. It's like I was embarrassed in front of Almighty God. Because I can't see how you can come and pay for years in and years out. And you're comfortable not to give a dime. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. You give us your best, Jesus. Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave us. No, you give us Jesus to redeem us. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh, for providing. We thank you for the jobs that we go to in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have children that plant seeds in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for siblings and brothers and sisters that plant seeds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for those that are part of this ministry that plant seeds. Seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to water those seeds. Even when they buy magazines, water those seeds, oh God. They're planting seeds. Even when they pay their, when they do their Sabbath offerings, they're planting seeds. Oh God. Thank you, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to water the seeds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Water it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it germinate, grow up, produce fruit that will last and remain. Father, give us a heart to give, to love, in the name of Jesus. Father, and forgive us for some of the things that we've been selfish, and we have not released. In this ministry, some of us, the whole year has come and gone. But yet and still, Lord, you never leave us to provide according to your riches in glory. And I pray for Father God, for ministers that are here right now this morning, that's here with us on the radio. I pray that you will bless their ministries also, oh God. Financially, bless the work of their hands. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for blessing our children, our grandchildren. Thank you for the seeds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor by your name. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom. Thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed Sunday, blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.